We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, and we are beginning on the bottom of Kuf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, the Mishnah. We learned that you could do all Tzarchi Mila on Shabbos, and our Mishnah will elaborate on that a little bit. Zok the Mishnah, Oysen Kol Tzarchi Mila B'Shabbos. You could do all the needs of a Mila on Shabbos. What are they? Mehalin, you could cut off the Mila off the foreskin, Upayrim, and you peel off the membrane, or moitzim, you do metzitza, which means you're suctioning out the blood. The nurse of love is plainness, you put on it like a band-aid, the kamoin, and certain type of spice that they use for medicinal purposes. And lois shakamar of Shabbos, if you didn't crush the cumin before Shabbos, lois vashina of a nursin, you chew it up with your teeth and you put it on. Now, even though pastors here are talking about a shalab pekuach nefesh, and that's where you have to put a healing things on the Mila, still you should do it with a shinui. A Taisis on top of Amabez, the second Taisis says, Afagavd Achamila Chosh Vesakana, who is Chosh Vesakana. Come on, come on, come on, as much as you could change, you should change. And it's really Machaikis Mechaba and the Ramah in Hilchos Refuah. And the Ramah holds, if there's not a time of essence, then you should try to, even though it's Mutas Kuruch Nefesh, you should try to do it with a shinui. I mean, it's not an emergency to do something right in the mouth. You know, it's a kuch nefesh, but it's not an emergency, then it's better to do with a shinui. That's, and he brings a raya from this Mishnah. In loy tar of yayim v'shemen, they used to also pour in it some mixture of wine and oil, and they used to beat it, mix it very well together. So if you didn't do that yet, Merav Shabbos, you know, pour onto the meal, makam meal, just the yayin and shemen separately. Don't mix it on Shabbos. What's the issa mixing it on Shabbos? Because it looks like I want to go cook it, and that's issa derabanan. And they didn't allow to do it. Just do it with a shin and put them one at a time. They ain't they used to put on like a little band, a very tight band-aid, that looked like a beged on the aver to hold everything in place. So you're not allowed to make this choluk, this very professional-looking band-aid on Shabbos. Aval karech lo smarta, you could wrap around it a shmata. Im loy hiskim erev Shabbos, you didn't have it prepared before Shabbos. Karech al etzboi, you wrap it around your finger, or maybe you bring it before v'chotzer cheres, even to v'chotzer. Ah, it's a haitzah, but since you're putting it around your finger, it's a haitzah, shaloy kaderech haitzah, it's a shinui. And again, you could do a shinui and bring something for the mila, for the tzarchei mila you could do. Zachti gemara. Nechti. Tani Kulu. It says in this Mishnah, Mayalin, Maitzitzim, Pyrim. So what's called Tzarchi Mila Lasuyimai? When it says, Oysin called Tzarchi Mila in the Mishnah, what is that coming to the Marba? Called Tzarchi Mila Lasuyimai. Zakhtamar Lasuyay, Hod the Tanar Abana. It's coming to be Marba what it says in this Braisa. It's stated in the Braisa. Hamol calls Manshu Oysik Bemila. Someone who is being Mol on Shabbos or Yontif. Kozman shu oisik b'mila choizer, he'll go back. Bein al tzitzim hama akvim es amila. Bein al tzitzim shein makvim es amila. Now tzitzim are, literally means threads. It means a little piece of skin that we're not taking off. So sometimes if it's a lot of skin, then it's pasal the mila. But sometimes it, most of the arla is off, so then it's not a shayla of the mila, it's just a shayla of making it look beautiful, making a zekel v'ameyo on the mila. So, kozman in the middle of the mila, so you even could go back on the tzitzim she'ena ma'akvim. The tzitzim, they're not ma'akvim as a mila. They're just there for beautifying it. But pirish, once you stopped doing the mila, al tzitzim ma'akvim as a mila, choyze. You go back to the tzitzim ma'akvim as a mila, why? Because you have to finish the mila. But al tzitzim she'ena ma'akvim as a mila, but the parts of skin that are there, that just to beautify it, ain't a choyze. You don't go back and fix it on Shabbos, because you're not allowed to do a avala on Shabbos. And this is not ma'akvim the mila. So if you're middle doing it, so it's all part of the mitzvah, then you could do it. But if you already stopped, so then you cannot go back. So what's our Mishnah teaching? Our Mishnah says, Oysim kol tzarek emila means even tzitzim shenim ma'akvim you're allowed to do on Shabbos. In a case where you were in Pirish, we didn't stop. If you didn't stop doing, you're still in the middle of the Maisa, then Oysim kol tzarek emila means even tzitzim shenim ma'akvim. Zogtim Maravaitim. There's a famous Rambam here that the Brisk Rav brings out Hilchos Chanukah. The Rambam learns that even if it's not Shabbos, you don't go back after you stop on Tzitzim Shenim Akvim. And his Yisoid basically is, there's no Hidden Mitzvah after you finish the Mitzvah. Once you did your Mekayim the Mitzvah already, it doesn't pass a Hidden Mitzvah. Only B'Shas, the Maisa of the Mitzvah, does it pass a Hidden Mitzvah. Zogtim Maravaitim. Man Tana Pirish Enechayzer. Who is the man that holds that once you stop the Mitzvah, you make a Hefsik, it's not considered, you're still in the middle of the mitzvah. Who's that Tana? The Gemara is going to try to look for a Tana who says in a similar case that once you stop, you're not in the middle of the mitzvah anymore. It's Rabbi Shmuel b'nei Shvi'echon Mebreika. You know what this Tana is that holds that Pirish is called that you stopped the mitzvah, now it's a hefsik. That's Rabbi Shmuel b'nei Shvi'echon Mebreika. The Tanya learned in the Braisa. We had this found the Yama before. Tanya learned in the Braisa. Arba also shechali is b'Shabbos. If the 14th day of Nisan landed on Shabbos, which is Erev Pesach, and you bring in the Karm Pesach, so you shech the Karm Pesach, now you have to take out the Murim, you have to take out the fats to be makavit. So what do you do? Mafshit the Pesach ala Chaza, you skin the behemoth and tol the Chaza, and that's it. And you take out the Murim, you can't do anymore. The Rabbi Shmuel Bereish from Rechon and Breakup. Chom, my Rim, Mafshit no school, you could take the whole skin off. So we're assuming Pshah is like this. That according to the Chachamim, even though you stop to take out the Murim, you still could finish it off because it's all part of the mitzvah still. Mashekem Rabbi Shmuel holds that once you stop, you can't go back. And since it's not a mitzvah right now, that's a tzarech, the carbon, to take off the skin, you cannot continue doing that. So you see, it's like our idea that once you perish, once you stop the meal, you can't do tzarech makvim. So I don't know, my mind. Maybe over there is because take off a skin has no purpose as the hidden mitzvah at all. Because no zekel maveyo take off the skin. But here, maybe you should be able to do it even fear of. Where do you find the idea of zekel maveyo? It says in the pasuk zekel maveyo. What does that mean? It's not the form of mitzvahs. Do the mitzvahs nice in front of me. I say in front of sukkah, no, make a nice sukkah. The lulav, no, nice lulav. The shofar, no, nice shofar. Tzitzis, no, nice tzitzis. Sefer Torah, no, nice klaf of Sefer Torah. The kosov of lishma, you write it lishma, which the machrein already asked. That's not zakel maveo, it's a din lishma. But the yoyna, with beautiful ink. The komos, no, you should write it with a beautiful pen. You see, that's part of his mitzvah, to do the mitzvah even with a beautiful pen. But lav le'uman, with a professional cipher. You wrap it in a beautiful mantle. So you see, all these things are hidden mitzvah. This is the idea of hidden mitzvah. Avishal, Oimer, Avishal, the Mefarshim say, doesn't argue on the drasha hidden mitzvah. He holds Vanveyu is something else also included in that drasha. Avishal, Oimer, Vanveyu, which stands for Vanivahu, have a daimeloi. You have to be daimel to Hashem. Mahu chanun v'rachim, af ato hu chanun v'rachim. Just like Hashem has rachmanis. We should also have rachmanis on people. Akaponim, the Gemara has a kasha that you can't say that the Tana of this Braisa that says pirush tef yistap, you don't go back to do the tzitzim she'enem akvim because it's a new mitzvah. We try to say it's Rabbi Shmuel holds you don't go back to skin the animal. Say no, there's no zekem aveil. Here's zekem aveil. Maybe we would go back. So we're still looking for the Tana who holds that when once you pirush, it's like starting the mitzvah over. Ela Marvashi, Amari Rav Yosi. It's Rav Yosi. That's a nan. Learn to the Mishnah. Talking about Kiddush HaChodesh, that the halacha is that if two Edim see the moon, they run to the mitzvah, to run to Beis Din, and to say that I saw the moon, and they make Rosh Chodesh. And even on Shabbos, you're allowed to do this. So it says the Mishnah, Bein Shneir Ba'alil, say if you saw it very clearly, it means everyone see this also. Bein Shneir Ba'alil, you didn't see it so clearly, Mechal Amos HaShabbos. Either way, you're Mechal Shabbos. Even though they don't need you because they can see it themselves, you still can Mechal Shabbos. That's Tanakamos. If it's very clear in the sky, not Mechal Shabbos. And the Gemara wants a Taina that's similar, Rabbi Yosi is similar to our case. Because it's a mitzvah to go say the Edis, but since it's not Tzarek Gavai, you don't need it because they have it anyway, you're not Mechal Shabbos. So same thing over here, that once you stop, you're starting again, since you don't need it, you're not allowed to do it. That's the Gemara's dimion. It's a little shver exactly what dimion is, but the Gemara wants some kind of dimion. The Gemara says, no, memai, dilma ad kali kam arv yesi hosom, leinit shabbos adachis. There, you can't, once it's near Ba'alil, you can't be deka shabbos at all. Avahacha, but here, the nitna shabbos adachis here was muta to do the mila, so maybe if you stopped, you can start again. Hachinam, you can start again, so that has no shaykhis. Look, the Gemara, no, we're going to have now, this is the final pshat, this is going to have a final tano, holds like that. Ela amin adoi, it's Rabbanon the Pliga of Yosi. It's Rabbanon who argued on Yosi. The Tanan, we looked at the Mishnah Menachos. This is talking about the Lechem Apanim. The way it worked with the Lechem Aponim was that every Shabbos they took off the Lechem Aponim with the Shnei Vezichi Levoina. There's 12 loaves of bread with 2 cups of frankincense of Levoina. And they took the 2 cups of Levoina, they brought on the Mizbeach, and they ate the 12 loaves of bread. But they had to put back 12 loaves of new bread onto the Shulchan. By the way, it was not chametz. The Lechem Aponim was not chametz. It's called bread, but it was not chametz. It was matzah, really. So, four kahanim come into the Heichel. 2 have, each one carrying 6 chalas. And 2 of them, each one carrying the cup of Levoina. And 4 kahanim go in first before them. Altogether 8 kahanim. Shnayim liter, shnei sedarim. 2 of them to take 6 chalas each off the shulchan. Shnayim liter, shnei bezichim. And 2 to take off the 2 cups of levoina. Hamachnisim ayin b'mitzafin. See that the shulchan was going from east to west. And so hamachnisim ayin b'mitzafin. The ones were on the right side, which was the north side, Ufneim Ladarm, facing the south side. Vamitziim, and the people, and the Kohanim was taking out the Shnei Sedarim, taking out the Lech upon him, Ufneim Ladarm, it's on the south side, it's the left side of the Shulchan. Ufneim Ladarm, facing the Tzafan. Elu Moishchim, Elu Medichim. As they pull out the six breads, each one, the other ones are putting in the new 6 Lechem upon him. They're pulling out and they're putting in. This one's hand is inside the next one's hand. The lechem upon has to be by me all the time. Tamid. You can't wait even a second. Even if 4 kind of go in, take it out, and they go pick up the chalas and bring it back in, that's a so-called tamid. So what's about chalakas Rav Yosi and the Rabbanon? What's called Tamid? Rav Yosi holds that even if you stop and come back 10 minutes later, it's also called Tamid. So Afir Rav Yosi, by Tzitzim HaMakvim, even if you stop and you go back, it's still in the middle of the Mila. But Rabbanon holds, no, Tamid means mamish, no seconds in between. Therefore, once you stop doing the Mila, you can't go continue the Mila. So that's our Bryce says, go according to the Rabbanon of Rav Yosi. Tana Rabbanon, Mahalkatim es Amila. You cut off the mila. If you didn't cut off the mila, oynes karas. You take off the mila, means you finish off the mila. And if you don't do the mila, then the braisa says that oynes karas. And the Gemara is in a mucha exactly what exactly is this chayav karas. Money. Who's chayav karas? Omrav Kano Uman. The mail is chayav karas. Why? We're talking about on Shabbos. And he only did a half a mila. Since he only did a half a mila and didn't finish it off, so he wasn't mekayim the mitzvah mila. If he's not mekayim the mitzvah mila, then he's mechal Shabbos. Because the only heter to mechal Shabbos, which is making a chabura, is only if you're doing a mila. Once you're not doing a mila, then you're mechal Shabbos. So you get an oynish of karas. That's the Gemara says. Mask of Lora Papa Uma Leimelu. I know avdei pagim mitzvah. I know avdei pagim mitzvah. How can you say that my half a mila is chayiv karas? Finish it off. Finish it off. I did have the mila, now you finish it off. Maybe I didn't finish it, but you could go finish it. So what's the... You can't say yet that there's a chalois, that there was no mila yet. It still could be finished. And I can be chayiv karas. The maisa he did can be chayiv karas because it's still possible to finish the mitzvah. So what's the pshat? El Rapapa, Rapapa charged something else. Rapapa, you know what's chayiv karas? The gadol. Because he's talking about a gadol who didn't finish a mila. He only did a half a mila. And even in the week they were talking about. And it's an einish karas, of course, he didn't finish the mila. And he's chayav karas because of bittul mitzvah mila. Maskar v'ashi, gadol behedik sivvei. V'or lezach ashlo ima. What will be the chiddush? If that's the case, so of course we know that someone who does a mila and doesn't finish the mila, he wasn't mekayim mila, he's chayav karas. You don't have to tell me a garantza halacha of a braisa that halk this mila, lo hilkta anish karas. It's like saying, do a mila, if you don't do a mila, chayav karas. That's a pasuk. So what's pshat over here? Elam ravashi, avadu tukun at the uman, and tukun at Shabbos. Loilam Uman, talking about a moil. And we're talking about on Shabbos. The case was going to Osir Shvasa Shabbos. He's running late. There was a Mila on Shabbos. We know Mila has to be done by day. And the Mila Bezmano was on Shabbos. Mila Bezmano. And the guy was running late, the moil. And he comes in and this woman had left the Shabbos. But Omulay told him, Loimus Spakta, you're not going to be able to finish the Mila before Shabbos is over, and therefore it's a problem. You can't do the milah. V'amalui says, "Nah, I'll be able to do it." But Avad, lo yestapik, and he started it and he didn't finish it. He finished it after Shabbos. So it comes out that the chabura he did on Shabbos was not a mitzvah because he didn't finish it. V'shtakach the chabura who Avad, he made a chabura on Shabbos, and he gets karas. He doesn't get skila because he's not mamish amazed. Amazed means someone warns you about it and you say, you know what, I know it's us, I'm doing it anyway. Here, what he said was that, oh, I could do it. Even though he knew he couldn't do it, that's why he's chayav karas, he's amazed. But it's not the same level as amazed of Asra, where he's makavel the oinish on him. Here he said, I could do it, and therefore, it's only oinish karas. Like upon him, it's oinish karas, you know why? Because he did not do the mitzvah on Shabbos, whatever he did was not done well. And therefore, for that ma'isa, he's chayiv karas. So, the Gemara writes, let's explain the next part of the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, on Shabbos, you're allowed to do matzitza. Matzitza means you suction out the blood. Matzitza v'peh means with your mouth, you suction out the blood. And that's allowed on Shabbos, even though it's a type of chabura. Omar Papa, hay umnod loy mayitz sakonahu. A male does not do matzitza, it's a sakona v'abrinalei. You remove him from his post. He has to do matzitza. If he doesn't do matzitza, it's sakana, and you remove him from his post. Pshita, mendukam achal of Shabbos, sakana, it must be a sakana, because you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. If you're allowed to do it on Shabbos, it must be, it's a sakana for the Vlad not to have matzitza. So tomorrow, no. Ma'am, the tema, you think the reason why it's mutter in our Mishnah is for a different reason. Haidam mifkad pocket. The reason why it's mutter in our Mishnah is not because of sakana. The reason is because it's not called the chabura, because the dam is just sitting there. It's already came out. No, when you suck it, it's not sitting already there out of the body and in the skin. It's still inside the basar. And you are sucking it out, so it is chabura. And the reason why it's mut is because it's sakana. And similar to the second part of the Mishnah, it says you let it put a band-aid and you let it put on the spices. If you don't do it, it's sakana. If you don't do matzitza, it is a sakana. Therefore, that is the reason why it's mutar on Shabbos. It says in the Mishnah, you can put on a splonus and the kamoin. My nurse told me, he was brought, as we know, that his mother was Nifta when he was young, and Aim, his mother died when Abaya was born, Peshas Deleda, and he had a Aim, like a nurse who brought him up. And she told him, it's Flanisa the Kulun Kavi, a band-aid that will work for all type of wounds. In those days, a band-aid doesn't mean a band-aid, I mean, you smeared on it different type of creams. That's what Flanisa means, a band-aid with cream on it. So I'll tell you a cream that works for every single wound. Shev minoy tarba, seven portions of chelev, v'chol dekira, one portion of wax. That works. Rav Amar, another thing you need for this is kira, you need wax, v'kalba, and you need kalba, which maybe is called resin in English, but what it is really is the sap of a tree. Darsha Rava b'Mechuzah, Rava Darsha b'Mechuzah about the special band-aid that we spoke about. Karinu b'nei menyumi asil menayu. The doctors, the name was b'nei menyumi, that family of doctors, they ripped their begadim, of course, they're losing all their business. This is their special medicine that they use, and now everyone knows it, so they're not going to come to them anymore. So they rip the clothing, they lose the money, lose their panos. Amaluhu, so Rava tells b'nei menyumi, shafk luchad, I left you. I'll tell you a different thing, a different eitz that no one knows. The Amar Shmuel, Haiman Damashi Apev Lo Nagav Tuva, someone who washes their face and doesn't dry their face well. Nikdrule Chaspanisa, he'll develop cracks in his face. That's one Pshat Rashi. The other Pshat Rashi is he'll get like different blisters on his face. Different blisters. If he doesn't dry his face well, either he'll crack, get blisters. Maitakante, watch the eitzah. Limshi tuva maida silka. Wash your face well with beet juice, and that will help. And that I didn't tell anyone. That I'm telling you, I didn't tell anyone that you know. So that you still have. That eitz you still have. You can make some panasa off that.